Well, we want to welcome everybody to the Sunday School this morning. Sunday School is especially for boys and girls, isn't it? And it's so nice to see boys and girls here today. And you know what? The front seats are especially for boys and girls. So if there's anybody sitting in the back that's a boy or a girl, would like to come to the front, you're more than welcome, because we do have something to show you. You know, when I was in school, I think back, and one of the most interesting times in school, it was called show and tell. Does anybody here do show and tell at school? Do you? Good for you, Sam. What's the last thing you showed at school?
A bell.
A bell. Well, that's interesting. Did the bell ring? Well, that sounds very interesting. I would have liked to have been there at that show and tell. But this morning, we're going to sing before show and tell. So we're going to ask you to give out a song, and we're going to sing. You know, there's going to be a lot of singing up in heaven, and yes, what number would you like?
Number one.
Number one? All right, let's sing number one. Well, I think it's nice if we can do what we're going to do in heaven beforehand here on earth. So let's sing number one.
Oh, most persuaded now to believe, oh, most persuaded.
Tell it again, salvation.
creation story revealed and bore, till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. Then being we caught the last words of his breath, just as he entered the valley of death. God sent his son, whosoever said he, then I am sure that he sent him for me. Tell it again, tell it again, salvation story repeat o'er and o'er, till none can say of the children of men, nobody
Whosoever
heareth, shout, shout the sound, send the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over. Tis the loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh must not delay. Now the door is open, enter while you may. Jesus is the truly only living way. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis a loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come.
Did I see another hand? Yes.
Number
32. Number 1? But maybe you're thinking about Jesus' love.
He said 32.
Do you know?
I think he said 32.
How about 41?
41. Yeah. All right. All right, let's do 41. Jesus' love. This I know. How many know the science of this chorus here? Okay. All right. Well, let's sign the chorus when we get to it. Perhaps there's some here that know how to sign the whole song. But I do think I can sign the chorus. Jesus loves me,
this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he whom thy heaven's gate to open wide, he will.
verse number 4. Okay, girls. And then verse 5, we'll ask the boys to sing. So we're going to sing it in parts, okay? All right, girls, can you go ahead, please? Verse 4. On this one, and that'll give time for another song, okay? So, first and last verse, number 32. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, we're singing about our eyes, our ears, our feet, our hands, tongue, heart.
Two little eyes to the Lord, to God, two little ears to hear His word.
Parts of our body. Didn't we? 10 parts? And every one of these parts, the Lord Jesus wants us to use for Him. And that's so wonderful that, you know, the Lord Jesus gives us bodies that we might serve Him. And that's a happy thing. Well, let's look to the Lord in prayer. We might have time to sing another one later, but let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank Thee this morning for the wonderful message of the gospel, the glad tidings of great joy. We thank Thee that Christ has been born into this world, Savior. We thank Thee, dear Father, for sending Thy Son to be the Savior of the world. And we thank Thee, Lord Jesus, that at the cross of Calvary, Thou wast willing to suffer and to bleed and to die for sinners. We thank Thee that we can sing with assurance that nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash away our sins. We thank Thee, precious Savior, for shedding Thy blood that we might be cleansed and that we might be made perfectly fit to be in Thy happy home in heaven. So we thank Thee for this time with the boys and girls. We seek Thy help as we continue this Sunday school. We pray especially if there's a boy or a girl who is yet not washed in the blood of Jesus, that they might call out to Him this morning. They might be saved and know it with assurance and enjoy it. And so we ask this as we thank Thee for all Thy many mercies and Thy kindness to us, our Father. We seek Thy help. Thy precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Did anybody learn a verse here today? All right. We got some. So that's the first question. Now the next question is, anybody want to say the verse? All right. So we start here with you, Sam?
Sure.
Okay. See, I got this little device that helps us here. I don't want to scare you, though. You want to try to say it?
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:1.
Thank you.
Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Psalm 95:1.
Thank you. Very good.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 95:1.
Nice. Very good. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes. Very well on these verses here today. Now, we don't want to overlook anyone. Do I see any more hands? Would you like to try? Okay.
Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Thank you. Beautiful. Oh. Very good. Did I see somebody else? Max? I really enjoyed hearing those verses, and a couple of the boys said a verse that talked about singing unto the Lord and making a joyful noise unto the God of our salvation. And, you know, that's exactly what we were doing. I believe we were singing unto the Lord. And the Lord, he listens. And he has given us a tongue, not only to speak his truth, but to sing his praise. And I know it delights the heart of Jesus to hear you boys and girls singing. And some people don't think they can sing, but we can all make a joyful noise. And that's a good thing. You know, God does not judge us on how well we can sing. I like to hear people that sing good, but, you know, our salvation does not depend on how well we can sing. Well, what does our salvation depend on? Now, that's something I want to talk about here this morning. How many here would like to go to heaven? Oh, even the older people raise their hand. That's good. I think everybody in this hall here today wants to go to heaven. And, of course, to go to heaven means to go to be with Jesus. And we've heard about the Father's house, too. The Father's house, I believe, is another name for heaven. Who lives in the Father's house? Did you say Jesus? Very good. That's very good. If I were to say, I'm planning to go to Ellie's house, who lives there? Ellie, that's right. If I were to say, I'm going to go to Max's house, who lives there?
Max.
And so, if I say, I'm going to the Father's house, who lives there?
The Father.
The Father, that's right. And it's so wonderful to realize that not only is Jesus going to be in heaven, but the Father's going to be there too. God the Father. And oh, how much he loves us. And he wants us to be in his happy home up there in heaven. And we like to talk about heaven. We like to sing about it. We can read about it in God's Word. And these conferences are really a wonderful time. I know a little girl, only 3 years old. And she was at a conference recently, and she said, I believe it was to her mother.
Due to a recording software malfunction, an unknown amount of the message is missing here.
Now, I got some other signs here, but what do I want to do right now is I'm going to turn to a verse in the Bible. And this is found in Judges. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Leviticus. Now, what are some of the beliefs? If you can find this verse, and you would like to read it, would you please stop your hand? Okay. Now, I'll tell you the verse, okay? Judges chapter 2 and verse 19.
Thank you very much.
those that cease not from their own doings. And from their stubborn way. You read a lot in the Word of God about the way of man. Man's way. And, you know, there's a way that seems right unto man. You don't have time to turn to it. But it's in Proverbs chapter 14. And also in Proverbs chapter 16. And I believe the verse is almost word for word. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are ways of death. This morning, we're going to talk about man's way, but we're going to talk about God's way. And in order to illustrate this, I brought some pieces of wood. Now, there's one piece of wood right there. Would anybody here have any idea about a way that men, or even boys and girls simply get to heaven? It's man's way. Yes.
Working.
Working, that's right. Working. You know, I just read in that verse about those that will not cease from their own doings. They wanted to do something to be saved. But does it work? Well, we're going to put this right here. This is going to be like a bridge, okay? See that? It's like a bridge from earth up to heaven, and this will be working. Working. Work your way to heaven. Do the best you can. I talked to a man the other day. His name is Vincent. And I thought perhaps Vincent was a believer in the Lord Jesus and had salvation. He asked me, he said, "Do you believe in the rapture?" I said, "I do." The rapture is when the Lord Jesus is going to step out of heaven, and he's coming in the sky, and he's going to give a shout. Boys and girls, and older ones that have put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to be caught up, and we're going to change the moment, twinkling of an eye. It's called the rapture. I said, "Vincent, I believe in the rapture." He says, "I do too." I said, "Vincent, are you ready for the rapture?" You know what he told me? He says, "Well, I'm trying. I'm trying to be." See, Vincent thinks that he has to do something to be ready. Well, I was able to tell Vincent, God's way is to cast our deadly doing down at Jesus' feet. That's not God's way. Now, would anybody have a different idea about some way that men think they can get to heaven? Yes, you can.
By being good.
By being good. All right. So, we're going to put this right here. That's very good. This one is working. This one is being good. Get another stick here. Somebody think of another way?
By making like a bridge or something to get there.
Making a bridge to get there. Well, yeah. People, they think they want to get to heaven by building a bridge. But what we're interested in knowing is, what is the bridge, the building? You know, what do you think, Max?
Salvation.
Now, salvation gets us to heaven. But are you talking about saving myself? Salvation of myself.
by my own doing, working. Okay. All right, I'll put that right down there. Okay? Trying to be saved by myself. Now, is there something that maybe boys and girls think about that will get them to heaven? Sin.
Lord Jesus, to save them from their sins.
That's God's way right there. That's really good, Sam. I'm thinking about a way that maybe boys and girls think they can get to heaven, but it's a big mistake. Now, yours is God's way. What do you think?
If their mom and dad are saved.
If their mom and dad are saved. Okay, I'm going to put that right there. So, if mom and dad is saved, well, then I should probably be saved too. I'll get to heaven. What were you going to say?
Giving things to other people,
they're
like so kind and stuff.
Okay, yeah. In other words, if I am very kind and I give away and I share, yeah, maybe that'll get me to heaven. So we'll put that down. Okay. Did anybody think of any other one? Oh. I gotta see how many sticks I got. I got two sticks. Yes.
Thinking they can go to church.
Thinking they can go to church. Very good. I find that, you know, boys and girls out in this room, they think we're going to meet, right? Going to church. Going to meeting. Go ahead. Okay.
Making books? No,
works.
Works?
Yeah, okay, works. Well, yeah, we had working right there. I think that was work.
Moving power?
I think that's all. What are you going to say, Matt?
By not doing anything. They just think they're
going to
go.
Oh, just but not doing anything. Okay, well, that's about as bad as trying to do something. Okay, so now we got all these. Now, do you think this is a good way to get to heaven?
No.
Is this a good bridge?
No.
You don't think so? Would you like to come and rest your full weight on this? You know, boys and girls, there was a man. Let me go closer. His name was John Payton. And he was a dear man that loved the Lord. He wanted to preach the gospel and to spread the good news. So he went down to islands called the New Hebrides. And this was in the southwest Pacific, I believe. And there was cannibals on these islands. You know, to eat people. It's really bad place to go, but you know, he went there. And he was able to get the gospel. And he did some translation work, writing the Bible in a way that they could understand. But there's one word he could not. Think of the word that they used for faith, or for trust, or belief. He didn't know what word they used for this. So, the way I understand it, there was one of the natives came in to his house one day, and he just threw himself into the chair of this native, and he put up his feet, and he was just sitting back on the chair like that, and he said a word. I'm not sure the word was, but John Payton. So that's the word I want. Because The word actually means to rest your full weight, to put your full weight on something, to lean on it fully. And so I'm wondering if somebody has faith in this bridge and is willing to put their full weight on that bridge. Let's see. I tell you what, I'm going to go do this. Now you just sit right down there.
Lift your feet.
Like this.
You have to put your feet up.
This is not God's way to get to heaven. God has another way, and it's His way. This is a way, but I'm going to show you the way.
Yeah! That's the way I want to go. That's the way I want to go.
Can I? Somebody want to try sitting on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Let's see you break down.
Let's see how many people can sit on
it
without breaking
it. Nice, huh?
I don't think this is gonna snap anytime.
Confident. It's not gonna. Okay. Somebody else want to try this?
Yes.
How about a girl? Okay, Juliana. Just. Yeah. You feel secure on there?
Yeah.
You don't think it's gonna break? Okay. Thank you very much. Now, boys and girls, see what I got on this sign? The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way. This is God's way to His happy home. It's by putting your trust in the Lord Jesus. I believe Sam, he quoted a verse, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And everyone who is on this way is on the right way. And you're going to find yourself in heaven to be with Jesus. Because the Lord Jesus, He has paid the fare. He paid the price so that you could go to heaven His way. And what did it cost Him? His precious blood. They pierced His hands and His feet, but then a soldier pierced His side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And boys and girls, this is the only way. We sang in a little song here, and I enjoyed this so much. In verse 2 of number 16, Jesus is the true, the only living way. He's the only living way. And this bridge is never going to break. No matter what happens.
No, there was a bridge built. It was, I think, in 1883 that it was opened up between Brooklyn and New York. It spanned the East River. Apparently, there were two cities. I'm not sure of the history. But anyway, I believe it was the longest suspension bridge in the world at that time. And when that was opened up, people were reluctant to go across the bridge. But some did. But there was a man. He had a circus. His name was Mr. Barnum, P.T. Barnum. And P.T. Barnum said, I will walk my elephants across that bridge. And then you can know it's safe. And they said to Mr. Barnum, no. Yeah, no, we don't want that. But, you know, people, they continue to be scared about going across the bridge. So a year later, he made the offer again, and they said, okay, go ahead. So he backed up his big trailers to the bridge, and 21 elephants came off the trailer. And I believe it was, this troop was led by Jumbo, huge elephant. And so they begin to cross the bridge. And then there was, I think, 7 camels and about 10 dromedaries, and they all came behind, and they all went across the bridge. And they made it safe across. And, you know, after that took place, people said, I think this is a safe bridge. And so they begin to go more and more across the bridge, and people feel secure. Well, I want to tell you about this bridge right here. This bridge is secure. You don't have to worry. You're on the right way. And Jesus is the way. Jesus died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and Jesus lives. And he's coming again. Those that reject God's way through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going down. You're going to end up in a lost eternity in hell. So sad. So today is your opportunity to go Jesus' way and put your trust in the Lord Jesus and in his precious blood and the work that he did at the cross to save your soul and mine. There's a little song about heaven, and it ends up, Jesus is the only way. And I think maybe we can sing it here because it's quite simple. But it starts off, heaven is a happy place. Does anybody know this song? Heaven is a happy place. I have it on a poster back at the house, but I don't have it here. But it goes like this, happy, heaven is a happy place. And then it ends up, hallelujah. So we'll sing the first a verse, and then maybe you can come in on the second, okay? Heaven is a happy place, happy place, happy place. Heaven is a happy place, hallelujah. Now, the next verse goes, heaven's street is paved with gold in that city. Heaven's street is paved with gold, paved with gold, paved with gold. Heaven's street is paved with gold in that city. Now, the next one. No night ever shall be there in that city. No night ever shall be there, shall be there, shall be there. No night ever shall be there in that city. The last verse. There's actually many verses, but this is the last one we're going to sing. Jesus is the only way. And then it ends up, come, go with me. Jesus is the only way, only way, only way. Jesus is the only way. Come, go with me. So we're going to pray. And as we pray, you can ask the Lord Jesus to save you. And then you'll know for sure you're on this way, not on that way.
Dear Father and gracious God, we thank thee this morning for the Lord Jesus. We thank thee that he could say, I am the way. And we earnestly pray that each boy and girl here today might be on Jesus' way. We ask that each one might put their faith, their trust in the Lord Jesus, and not in works or doing anything or thinking that because mom and dad is saved, they're going to be saved too. We thank thee, Lord Jesus, that thou hast made salvation so simple that even a child of 7 or even 3 or 4 can enter into heaven through Christ, the open door. So we ask thy blessing on thy precious word here today and wherever it's going forth. And so we ask and give thanks in the alone precious and most worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Please pass the hymn sheets to the center aisle. Juliana and Marianne, would you pick them up, please, and put them...